So you think you in love with me, but I'm not the girl of your dreams. Cause I've been rocking and dodging the beat of love. Baby, I'm not the one for you. I'm not in your own cause you know my truth. But I know just what to do for you. Cause when they don't come down here, nah, 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 nah.
Hey everybody, happy Thursday and welcome to my sister's circle. We're so happy to be here with you. How you doing, Miss D?
I'm good. How are you?
It's been a week, but we making it. We making it. And I do believe we have our other lovely host, Miss Nee.
Hey, hey y'all. Oh, I missed y'all so much.
There she is.
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
Yay! Hey. I'm so happy to see your beautiful face.
I'm happy to see y'all. I missed y'all.
We missed you. Too.
So how's everybody?
Pretty good. Everybody's doing all right. I think everybody's having like a week, a day. I think we need a vacation.
You know what? It's good, but a little overwhelming. You know, yeah. It's a lot of good stuff going on.
That's good to hear. Well, everybody, thank you for tuning in to My Sister Circle. We definitely are excited to be here on this amazing Thursday evening. I want you guys to tune in by liking, sharing, and inviting people to join this page on tonight. We have an incredible two-part topic on tonight, and we are just excited to bring this discussion to you. It was on our hearts to bring this discussion, and I'm excited to have this discussion because sometimes you don't know what needs to be talked about, but then when you kind of go through a situation, you realize that these things are something that needs to be brought up and talked about. So I'm excited that today is Thursday and that we get to discuss this amongst each other, amongst three sisters. We get to discuss this. So that's what I want you guys to do. I want you to tag a few people in, invite them, share it to groups. I want you to do those things so we can go ahead and move on with this amazing, amazing show. If you guys don't know, our topic for today is Essential Sister Check-In. That's the first part. And then the second part is next level. Can they go with you on your next level? And, you know, when you think about asking, can they go with you on your next level? You know, it's kind of hard to... That's what you're taking me.
Yeah.
But it's kind of hard.
We got a little visitor.
It's kind of hard to... you know, even think of, for me, it's kind of hard to sometimes think about, can they go with you to your next level? Because when you ask, can they go with you, it's typically people that are close to you.
Yes, it usually always is.
What you think, Nee?
I think that the they usually falls off or dismisses themselves.
Sometimes.
Sometimes people hold on like parasites because they want to see, you know what I mean? Like, I really don't want to be here, but I want to be here because I want to see what she's got going on or what he's got going on type situation. So some people linger just so they can see what happens.
I agree.
But you, if you feel it, then you got it.
And that's what we're going to talk about. So we definitely going to tap into that. So the first thing I want you guys to do one more time is I want you to tag people in, invite them in, and share with different groups. You know, it's a lot of groups out here, a lot of women groups out here on Facebook that you can share with. So make sure that that is done ASAP so that we can get people tuned in and interacting with this topic.
Yes.
So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to go to our amazing segment of Sister of the Week. Sister of the Week is always an amazing topic or segment that we like to touch on, and we like to shine a light on our different sisters and things of that nature to make sure that we highlight someone that we think that should have some type of recognition. And so Oriancho is our Sister of the Week this week, and our Sister of the Week is here on our beautiful screen right now.
Yeah, she is. This is Quanda Merced. And Dawana and I both know her, I'm not sure how many years.
Oh, man.
But for a long time. Woo. I know at least since I've been like probably 12 or 13.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to say how old I am now because it's not your business.
Definitely been 20 plus years.
Definitely.
20 plus years.
But I think that Kwanda is a beautiful woman and a beautiful soul. She is a member of Greater Grace Temple Taylor, and she leads the MIME ministry there. And the thing that I love most about Kwanda is that she's always trying to engage the youth to get active and to do something. And I feel like no matter what you are having, whether it be something at church or even something in your personal life, if you extend the invitation to her, she is definitely going to make it her business to be there and to support you. I know my mother is a really active member there and does lots of things, and she always goes out of her way to assist her and to help her. And I just think she's a beautiful woman and a beautiful human being.
I agree. So I do have a few things that, you know, to say about Kwanda. And it was an amazing choice because, you know, you have some people that are people that are very essential and are not celebrated enough.
Absolutely.
So when you chose her and you said, you know, similar words, you know, I said, yep, you're right. She's not.
No.
And she's a perfect sister of the week because there's so many things that she does behind the scene.
Yeah.
And, I remember, my children being a part of my ministry, and everybody would think that my children were her children, or even all of the other children that were a part of the my ministry were her children, because that's the role she took on. She never took for granted the fact that she was responsible for other people's children, down to making sure that they were on a team and they were fasting and they were praying and they were doing the things and learning the things and having fun. But she also was very balanced, you know, taking them to different events, like taking them doing Nerf guns and laser tagging and things like that. So she also made sure that things were very balanced. And that's what I loved about her. And I definitely think that she's an amazing asset to her church home.
Absolutely.
And I think she's very valuable to the community in Inkster. So I'm excited that that's someone that you chose as a sister of the week. So tell us a little bit about her.
Well, she also was on top of doing the MIME ministry at Greater Grace Temple. She also does a MIME, I won't say ministry. Well, yes, we could call it a MIME ministry through the city of Inkster. She's based out of Inkster. And it's called The Village 313. And every time I see her page, they are going to groups or different events in the city of Inkster, different churches and different functions and things like that. And she always has little kids with her, big kids with her, older adults with her. And you can tell that the group that she has established and has worked with, that they really love her and respect her. And she comes up with some really beautiful ideas in my ministry to go forth and to inspire people and uplift people. So I hope the next time that she has something, we'll have to post it or tag you all in it so you can go and support her, because she is out of the city of Inkster. And I know sometimes the city of Inkster gets a bad rap, but I think there are lots of beautiful people and things that come out of that city. And Kwanda and her My Ministry is one of them.
I agree.
So okay, and me too. I'm one of them.
Yeah.
That's so dope.
Yeah.
That's so dope. So just real quick, I just want to make sure, because it does look like it's skipping on my end. Is it clear? I just want to make sure that everybody on Facebook can see the live feed and that it's clear and it is not being interrupted or skipping. Just say yes. Anybody can just say yes. Okay. All right. So... Sister of the Week is
done.
So, you know, today, today is just an amazing day. I woke up and I was just feeling away. But I remember that. So, and I, when I say I remember, don't take this the wrong way when I say I remember. I remember that it was my mom's birthday.
Yeah.
Okay. When I say I remember, my mom celebrates two birthdays.
Okay.
The 16th and the 19th.
Okay.
Unfortunately, back in the day, I guess some things used to happen where, you know, things weren't done properly.
Okay.
And so the 16th is the 19th, and the 19th is the 6th. Some crazy, you know. Okay. I don't keep up. I just celebrate both days.
Right, and fall in line.
I just fall in line because both days is her day. It's been like that since we've been kids, and it continues on like that since as adults. My sister said something funny on her status today. She said it becomes very expensive for her children, and it absolutely does. But very worth it.
Yes.
Very, very worth it. And so I just want to, you know, tell my mother happy birthday. Yeah. And me also, that's her mom, you know, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ma.
It's just, I'm glad that I'm able to do this,
honor
her this way. That even her birthday fell on today.
I even jumped in her inbox and asked her, could I be an honorary daughter some weeks ago? And
did you?
I sure did. And she said yes. So thanks, Mom.
We're all sisters. That's amazing.
We're all sisters.
That's amazing.
We are sisters.
Absolutely. Yes. So I sent a little something over to Charlie and just wanted to honor my mom on today.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, Charlie. All right. Okay.
I can hear Charlie.
You can hear Charlie?
Charlie sounds like he's back in the back.
All right. So.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Wakubariki, maisha marefu wakupandishe.
All right, so my mom, if you guys didn't know, my mom is a first lady, so that's why I said First Lady Whitehorn. My mom is married to a pastor. They have their own church, Bethel House of God, in Clinton Township. Well, actually, it's in Clinton Township now.
Okay.
So Bethel House of God, my mom is the first lady of that church. And so my mom is just super amazing. She is like, she's my number one fan. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, I don't say that just because she's my mother, but she acts as my number one fan. She does everything as a number one fan. Mm-hmm. And she told me how proud of me she was. And, you know, things like that, I just love to hear, even as being 37. You know, you just absolutely, it's nothing like a mother's love.
Mm-mm.
And so when you see people say, don't take your mother's, you know, for granted because they don't have their mother anymore, things like that, you know, you cherish. So, so I just cherish my mom today, you know, just tell her happy birthday. And I'm so proud of you, Mom. So proud of everything that you're accomplishing. Right now, my mom is in school right now.
Go,
and
Mom.
I'm just so proud of her. Like, she's like leading, okay, in her class right now. And I'm talking about leading. So I'm just so excited for her and her journey and just everything that she's accomplishing right now. So happy birthday, Mom. Enjoy. I'll be telling you happy birthday again on the 19th. So don't worry about it.
I love it.
You won't be on the show on the 19th, but I'll, you know, be telling you happy birthday again on the 19th. All right, so we're just going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back with our topic. Welcome back. Ooh, that tickled me. Nee, you ready?
Yes.
You ready, Nee? That tickled me.
Yeah, girl.
All right. Okay. So, welcome back, everybody. This is, you know, the joys of being on live. You know, you just never know what to expect. So.
We're multitasking.
We are. Okay, we are definitely multitasking. So, as you know, we also do a segment called Women in Business. And this week, we actually didn't choose a specific women in business because we are all women in business. Myself, Orion, and Nia, we are all women in business. We all own our own businesses. I know you've heard of all the different things that we are doing, that we have going on. We're just going to tell you one more time, just for the viewers that are new on our lives. So go ahead, Nia, we're going to start with you.
Well, if y'all didn't know, the song that comes on when that Jones come down, that's me. You can download that. I also have an EP out that we did, New Outcast, that's NU. Outcast spelled OUTCAST. You can stream it everywhere. Go ahead and get that. Go ahead and run it up. And that's what I got right now. I got a couple other things in the works, but for right now, you can support me on that. And I'd appreciate it.
I love it. Okay, O.
Oh, boy. Okay, so what am I doing? I own a makeup business. I'm a makeup artist and special effects artist. My official business name, I don't think I've ever said it, is called Eyes of Egypt. It's been running now for 8+ years. Mm-hmm. Special effects makeup and weddings and proms and all that other good stuff. And I also am a licensed esthetician, so I do facials and chemical peels and all that good stuff. And that's not my 9-to-5. That's just my own personal business. So yeah. I do that. And that's what I got going on right now. And it seems, I feel like when I'm not really, it's shame on me for not advertising it as much as I should. Mm-hmm. And I laugh every time I get a text message, right? Because on the weekends, like after my normal 9-to-5, Friday, Saturday, Sunday sometimes is dedicated to my business. And for the past 4 weeks, Miss Dawana has kept me busy because I get text messages from her friends saying, Dawana referred me to you and I want to book a makeup appointment. And I start sobbing uncontrollably because I'm like, seriously, Nia, I don't advertise nearly as much as I should. All of my business is word of mouth, and I will not even lie to you guys. Probably a good 50% of my business comes from this lovely soul right here. Dawana keeps me busy. People I've never met, like, hey, Dawana referred me to you. Can you come? Can you come? So Dawana keeps me working 7 days a week.
Y'all know how I do.
And I don't mind it. I thank God for it, but I absolutely love it and I appreciate it.
No problem. Yeah. Y'all know I'm definitely going to advertise when I know the quality that a person gives. So always. I'm talking about always, you know, it's always amazing that you can have people that you're connected to, that you can refer people mm-hmm. to different things, you know. If someone asks me, did I know someone that could do some spoken word or write a song from them, I'm for sure, Nia is the first stop.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. If it's a makeup artist, you the first stop. If it's a hairstylist, listen, Sincere is all the way in Alabama. Between Sincere and my cousin Ayana, they the first stops. Mm-hmm. It's just what it is, you know. I'm going to support, you know, even people that I think it's just who I am, mm-hmm. because even people that I really don't even kick it with, or you know, my favorite word, I don't bang with them like that. So even those people that I don't get down with like that, I still support them because I think it costs nothing for me to support them.
Absolutely.
Now, if they're people mm-hmm. that you are not, you know, I see some errors, you know, mm-hmm. in your work. Or, you know, or somebody came back and was like, give me a bad review on me, giving them, you know, mm-hmm. referring them, then yeah, you done. Mm-hmm. And that's just that simple.
Yeah.
You done. I can't do that one.
Because your name on it.
Absolutely.
Not even because my name is on it. Honestly, it's not just because my name is on it, but if I won't go, mm-hmm. I'm not sending you either.
Absolutely.
That's real.
I'm not. If
that's real.
I'm just saying.
No. if I can't refer you, I'm not going. And vice versa. That,
it's just that simple. So, all right. So I have a few things going on. Of course, you guys know my sister circle is my, it's my baby. You know, my sister circle is top priority, I would say, right now in my life. I have a few projects going on. I'm going to say projects, but they are essentially their new businesses going on that's coming, creating, being created as we speak. It's two, actually. And let's see, my fedora business, my coaching business. See, I do, with the coaching, I had a few people reach out to me and say, well, you don't advertise your coaching. I don't have to. And I tell them,
it
just
advertises itself.
It definitely advertises itself. My coaching, me being a coach was more so for the certification and the things that I learned from being a coach was more so for the show. The bonus of people reaching out to me asking me to be their coach is just that's nobody but God. That's absolutely just like, hey, God be like, okay, you need these finances, hey, bring them on in, or you're certified to handle this situation, so they, you know, so I don't have to. You know, that's not something that was ever the goal.
Yeah,
is to advertise it in that way, but it, like you said, it advertises itself. So the coaching, I've helped in recently a few people brand their business. Don't know how it started, why they came to me. Don't know. Okay, Charlie.
he said because she's good at it, and the Lord told them to.
So those things.
That's on period.
Those things, and I think that's about it for me. So a lot. You know, busy is my
busy ladies
favorite thing. I love to be busy. I love to keep going, keep moving forward. All right, let's move on with the topic.
All right,
so today's topic, let's start with the essential sister check-in.
Okay,
so when you think of essential sister check-in, Nee, what do you, when you hear that, what do you think, what do you get from that?
Well, I just feel like it means to sincerely check in. Like, you know, what do you like? Because a lot of times I think we have a lot of surface thing. Like, yeah, I got this going on. I don't know. How are you?
Mm-hmm.
How is life being to you? What's going on with you today? Are you okay mentally, physically? Do you have any pain? This is an essential check in. And what I think of when I hear it, to really check in on my sister.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean?
What you think of?
Same, exactly. I mean, I think a lot of the times, because life is so busy and you're involved in different things and you're going here and there, I mean, surface level is just to say like, oh yeah, you know, I'm fine. But underneath all of that, I think a lot of us, especially as women, we bear the burden of a lot of things. And sometimes I feel like we are, like, even though you may be married or, you know, you may have a boyfriend or whatever your living situation is, a lot of us are the heads of our households, and we don't get an opportunity to really vocalize, like, what we're going through because we have a lot of people depending on us and, you know, looking to us for answers. So I think when you have the opportunity to really sit down maybe with, like, a loved one or a close girlfriend and you really check in, like, hey, it should be a safe space where you're like, you know what? I'm mentally exhausted. I'm worn out. And I just need this moment. You know what I mean? And I think more women need to be cognizant of that. You don't have to always act like everything is okay. It is, I always tell people, it is perfectly acceptable when someone asks you, how are you doing, to say, I'm not doing okay. That's okay. You know, don't emotionally bypass how you feel, because the proper thing to say in our culture is to, I'm well, thank you. Right. No, I'm not well. I'm tired. I'm spent. I'm broken down. And I need a minute. And I think we need to normalize saying those things. I'm not doing okay today. I need a minute. And that's all right. And it doesn't make you weak. It's okay to say you are not feeling well emotionally or mentally. That's not a weak thing. What is strong is to admit that you are having a moment and that you need a second to regroup.
I agree.
Yeah.
For me, essential sister check-in is pretty much what you guys said. you know, I think it's very important to check in with your sisters, your friends, things like that, and also be open to someone checking in on you. Mm-hmm. The problem is that we have two people, or, you know, we just gonna speak on two people. We have two people mm-hmm. where now you're talking about having the communication has to be open. Now you're talking about some, mm-hmm. I have to legit check in, and it has to be some type of communication saying, all right, when do I check in? Yeah. What do I do? Are you okay? And then the other person saying just what you said, no, I'm not okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm okay, but these are some of the things that, you know, I could use your help with, or use your listening, or use your ear for. So I think that that's what essentially becomes an issue, is because now it's really not two people that can be, I mean, not a blame, because you have to be somewhat open to that side of the communication to verbally say, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not okay, or, you know, I'll just say, I had just recently where a friend and I, one of my sister for years, and we hadn't spoke in a minute. And we kind of needed each other at the moment. Mm-hmm. We were going through something. We both were going through something at opposite times, but neither one of us reached out. Mm-hmm. Now, typically what I do, mm-hmm. so I think I've said this on the show before, typically what I do is I kind of set my phone up. I had to do it as an adult. I set my phone up to now every once a month, I send out an I love you message to my people that are closest to me that I call my sister or my friend. And I do have different. It's not every friend is not my sister.
Yes, indeed.
So they're not neat.
I need to do that.
Yeah.
I need to do that, though.
It's amazing. My alarm goes off. Yeah. Like it's once a month. And it's like, send that message out, because it's not intentional that I don't reach out to you. Mm-hmm. But it also is very helpful if you reach out to me and just say, hey, I need you. Mm-hmm. And not to just expect that I know. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes mm-hmm. there are things where you should know, you know, paying attention and things like that. Or back to my friend, I end up reaching out to her because I heard this song. And it's a song that her and I share that relates to us and yeah. our friendship. Mm-hmm. And the song kept playing in my head. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, it's time to reach out to her. And when I reached out to her, she went through a phase where she needed me. And I didn't reach out then. Mm-hmm. But I had to admit to her, I went through a phase where it wasn't necessarily that I needed her, but I needed someone as well. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what happened was, and this was me being transparent, because what happens is what happens when you don't know mm-hmm. how you're feeling to be able to say, this is what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
What happened? Because I've been going through something where I'll be completely empty. And this is not to say that I don't have a circle of people around me that uplifts me, that encourages me, that keeps me on my toes, that, you know, are for real my sisters. Mm-hmm. Not to say that I don't. Not to say that I can't call my Dominique and say, hey, I'm going through this. But sometimes I become so empty.
Yeah.
Because I've emptied myself completely out. Mm-hmm. And I am now going through something. Mm-hmm. And I don't know the words to say. I don't even know how to identify my emotions enough to say, hey, Nee, this is what's going on with me. I'm feeling this way. I'm feeling this way. And these are the things that are, you know, that I need.
Yeah.
I don't know how to identify that sometimes, because it's so heavy mm-hmm. or because I'm so drained. I'm so completely empty that I can't get the words out. I don't know.
Yeah.
So what happens on those times? Because that happens so often.
I think I'm kind of, you know, moment of transparency too. You know, I'm going through a little something right now. I don't have a huge circle of people like you, you know what I mean? Like, that I trust with information. I mean, if I do talk to someone, I'll talk to you. Mm-hmm. Or I talk to my best friend, Flora. Or I talk to my sisters.
But let's stay right there real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick. Mm-hmm. So, in you talking to me,
yeah,
if you're okay with this.
Of course.
Do you pick up the phone and tell me that something is going on, or do we typically end up talking business and then we find out?
Between Dewan and I, we always talk business first, and then I think we rally back to, okay, we've handled business now.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I, again, that is something I think that's just indicative of women that are busy, that are always, you forget to say, like, hey, I got this thing. Mm. But what I am learning right wow. now is, like, even though I have beautiful support system right now,
it's
I think
for you.
Sometimes, and I don't know why, God has been dealing with me on this thing for the past couple weeks. God wants us sometimes to learn how to be long-suffering. I don't know why God would have you endure quietly. Mm-hmm. His thoughts are not my thoughts, because I want to sing it out from the top of the mountain and be like, Jesus, I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't do that. The mm-hmm. instructions that he's downloaded in me is to shut up and endure. I don't know what's going to happen with me enduring silently. I have people that I could call and be like, hey, rescue
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what to do. You know, get me out of this. Give me something. I can't do that this time. Yeah. I have to just literally been crying in my car. I don't care if y'all know. Crying mm-hmm. in my car and just saying, Lord, I trust you.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, that's really all there is.
Mm-hmm.
We have friends, we have support, we have circles, we have people that will rally behind us. But I think sometimes God wants you to know that on top of all of those great support systems, he's your number one supporter.
That's true.
And you have to learn to rely on him,
that
because
is true.
Sometimes those people won't be available to
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that is
mm-hmm. that part.
And you have yeah. to, you really do have to, be in a place where you are just trusting in him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even this week, you know, even today, I've had to, or yesterday and today, I've had to open my mouth. And when people ask me, am I okay? I had to say, no, I'm not okay. O asked me when she walked in here, she said, you okay? And I said, yeah, I'm good. And I said, no,
mm-hmm.
actually I'm not. And it has to be something where you have to be okay with not being okay. You can say it. It's okay. No, I'm not okay. No, not okay mm-hmm. at all. And it's not a place of shutdown.
No.
When you don't want to rely on anyone else. It's a place of, okay, God, you're the only one, seriously, where I am
mm-hmm.
losing someone
mm-hmm.
close to you. Nobody can help with that
no.
at that moment.
Yeah.
Now, people can circle around you and rally around you and uplift you and things like that. Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
People can send you messages and call you and things like that. But don't take it personal
mm-hmm.
if I don't answer the phone. Don't take it personal if I haven't responded to a text yet. I need some time for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's yeah. not you. You're doing your job.
Right.
You're doing your essential yeah. check-in job. That's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing your part. But sometimes it is for a person, like you said, to just be by themselves, you and God. Because at this point where I am in the grief process,
mm-hmm.
I can't.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
And we have to understand as friends, as family, as, you know, loved ones, when we are doing those check-ins, when we do have somebody going through it, we have to really consciously say, this is not about me.
Mm-hmm.
This
that
is
part.
Not about me. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Because we will feel some type of way. Because, man, I just had a...
mm-hmm. That part.
Three bangers. Boom, boom, boom. Three bangers back to back. Yesterday was my first awesome, great news.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel uplifted today enough to want to talk. Because, I go on hermit mode quick.
Mm-hmm.
I would...
Yes,
but
you do.
We have to understand. Yes, I do. And I love you for loving me enough to still rock with me when I do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm serious. Because sometimes I have to learn how to heal myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have to understand. I have to go within. But what I'm saying is, we have to really say, this is not about me right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have somebody that I love that is hurting. So I have to take my ego off of the table and don't worry mm-hmm. about that they didn't call me back. Don't take it personal. Don't be all up in my feelings, because their feelings are heavy right now. They are hurting right now. Mm-hmm. We always, but I think it's because I did that too. You know, it was a whole situation and we was on a whole stakeout. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting mad.
I can't wait to hear this story after we get off air.
I can't wait.
So, but I had to realize this ain't about you, girl. Mm-hmm. This ain't about this. You got somebody that you love that's hurting mm-hmm. right now. This ain't about you. Get your feelings off the table and come in love. And that's it. Yeah. We got to always operate out of love. If we ain't operating out of love, then it's an egotistical operation or a fear-based operation.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
So, one of the things, like I said, one of the things that you can do to always do the essential check-in with your sister is you can send out, put a reminder in your phone, okay? Yeah. And people that's listening that are my close sisters and that you only get a text every month or whatever, you know,
yeah.
I'm asking you, just don't take offense to it. I've been doing it it works when I do it, because mm-hmm. then you are able to speak to me and tell me what's going on with you, and we rock like that.
Yeah.
So don't take offense to it right now if you're on air and you hear me say that and you like, dang, she only do text me once a month. We only do. I love you.
But do you call? Do you talk?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I was just about to say.
Do you call? Do you talk?
I was just about to say, but I love you. Man. But sometimes I am just as empty as you.
Yes, indeed, Lord.
No. And that's just the truth. And I told this particular sister that I was talking to, I said, you know, you be so empty because you are so used to being that person that is empty. And I'm talking about, but the problem is that we are not supposed to empty ourselves where we're completely drained.
You better say it.
No. We are not supposed to do that.
You have to detach.
Because we're not supposed to.
No, you got to detach sometimes. But you know what, though? And I think also as friends, my best friend, you know what I mean? I don't get to see her all the time. I don't even get to talk to that knucklehead all the time. But I consciously ask her, I call her Boo Thing, do you care? I have to pour out quite mm-hmm. a bit. Do you have the emotional capacity to take what I'm going to give you
right
now?
You better come on,
because
that's what you're supposed to do.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Ask your... Mm-hmm. Don't just get on the phone and be like, Kreisha, let me tell you... Don't do that to your friends. My God. You know what I mean? Ask them, do you have the space to receive the heaviness I have right now?
Y'all better write that down.
Your friend might not even be in the space herself to take what you have. Mm-hmm. I always say, like, mm-hmm. let me pray first. Let us pray together. And then I will take what you got. You take what I got. And we're going to pray about this thing. We're going to make a prayer sandwich. And we're going to leave it right here. You know what I mean? But I don't like the idea of just thinking because you're girlfriends or guy friends or whatever, that you can just pour the burdens of your life on them. Ask them, do they have the space to hold for you so that you can be authentic and transparent and share? If they're dealing with a lot themselves, sometimes they may not even be able to receive you, and you don't want it to be at the cost of your friendship because they take what you have at the moment.
I don't like and I don't even understand mm-hmm. when you, I do understand it's called selfishness, but I don't like when somebody pick up the phone and call you and say, hey, what's going on, you know, and they begin to talk mm-hmm. and ask you what's going on, and you begin to tell them what's going on, and then they listen to you tell them what's going on mm-hmm. and then they dump their stuff like immediately, like,
no,
you do. Did you hear that I really couldn't handle?
No.
Did you hear it?
We got to learn how to have conversations and not interject and make it about us.
Agreed.
Your friend's time is your friend's time, you know?
Yeah, but you know what, too? I think a lot of times people want to relate. So mm-hmm. they're not even really probably thinking that they dump into. Or listening, but they want to relate. So you said, well, yeah, I got this and this and that and a third going on. And they like, girl, me too, because I just got out of it. And it's kind of like, but mine is heavy. I can't take, you know what I'm saying? I can't take it. But at the same time, I think people probably aren't aware that they're they're doing that, they just probably just trying to relate to the conversation sometimes.
So what would be your, what would be your, what would be the thing to tell somebody, and not doing that? What would you say?
Be like, "Ooh, girl, I can't take nothing else right now."
So do you say that? Do you start that off and telling that person? Because we have to learn how to communicate.
Yeah,
we have to learn how to effectively communicate.
I think it's okay to stop them too, and just say like, "Yeah, hey, because you know what? I need a minute." There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. You got stuff.
We call you right back.
Yeah. Look, one of my friends tell me, like, "Look, girl, I got to clear this line." But you can take a minute and just say, "You know what, me, I understand and I hear you, but right now I've got a lot on me. I'm going to pray for you in your situation, but right now it's okay to say, I don't have the space to take what you got right now." It's
so,
okay.
So I'm with my mom. My mom said the problem was they needed to talk also. Mm-hmm. Not they needed to talk also. They only called to talk.
Yeah.
About their things. Mm-hmm. They didn't, I don't think it was a necessary thing that they called to really know how you were doing.
No.
They really called to fill you out, to see where you were. Mm-hmm. If they could talk about what was going on with them.
Oh yeah.
I truly believe that. And that's okay too. That might be true, but just too. Say that in the beginning.
See, but I don't like that, and it's not okay. I used to have a guy friend, like strictly a platonic guy friend, that would call me and be like, "What's going on? Oh, such and such and such and such," and we're conversing, and then our it's not a check-in. It's not to genuinely see how I'm doing. You are calling me with an underlying motive. You know what I mean? Mm. You're calling me so that you can now vent your stuff to me, which is fine, but don't say that you're calling to check on me. Be honest and say, "Oriana, this is Dawana. I need to talk right now." I can take that versus your fake, "Oh my God, girl, what's going on? Ba, 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 ba." And then we segue into you wanting a free therapy session. I'm cool with that, but let me know.
But please. I do think it's okay. I think it's okay that if you are on the phone, mm-hmm. if a person call you to check on you and then you ask,
yeah,
"Well, how are you too?"
Yes.
I think that you shouldn't ask if mm-hmm. you didn't want to know. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you didn't want to take mm-hmm. on their stuff, then you shouldn't ask, "Well, was they okay too?" Or "What was going on with them too?" So in that sense, I think that's okay. Mm-hmm. And then we had somebody say, I was getting ready to say, cause I seen her name, like me and Ro, what we do is, we'll call each other, or we'll call, you know, one of us will call and we'll have something going on and we'll say, "All right, you got a minute?" And we'll talk about her things, and then to be like, "Oh, I got something to tell you too." And then it'll be like, "Okay, when you done, then okay," mm-hmm. we go like that. We do it that way, because sometimes now there's some days where it's only one of us giving or dumping. Mm-hmm. It's only one. But some days it is, but we have an understanding at the beginning that this is what's about to happen. Mm-hmm. Because like you said, we got to have enough space. I have to be able to hold what you're getting ready to pour into me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. But you know what's crazy? Me moving to the South from being where I'm from, you know what I'm saying? You know how we just cut to the chase. You know, I'd be like, "Hey, what's going on? Da, 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 da." And then, you know, somebody had the nerve to be like, you don't even ask how I'm doing. You ain't even." And I'm like, I mean, I didn't know that I had to, you know, I wasn't even mm-hmm. trying to be like that. It's just kind of like, so now I find myself trying to not offend people with my response that's to the chase.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of,
conversation. That's typically me and your conversation. Like, as soon as we get on the phone, we'll start talking about whatever we're talking about. And then you'll stop and say, "Wait, hey, how you doing today?" And I'd be like, "I'm good. Finish. What you doing? What are you talking about? Finish."
Yeah. Because it's like, you, while in Rome, you understand? Mm-hmm. I can't be around here offending older people, you know, and they just thinking I'm a heathen. I mean, that's up for question. So
that's my sister.
I love it.
You know what I'm saying? They just thinking I'm, you know, some type of rude person, which I'm not. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't want to offend them. So mm-hmm. I had to try and, you know, kind of you know, maneuver how I need to maneuver. Even with the yes, ma'am, you know, that's not where I'm from. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, but it's out here, it's considered rude if you don't say yes, ma'am. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't do it all the time, but if I find somebody, an older black woman that I feel like, you know, would be offended, I definitely wouldn't want to do that. I'd say it to her, you know. Yes, ma'am. How you doing? Oh, you know, when I was bartending, oh, yes, ma'am. What's going on? Give me the money.
Right. But that's just your personality. And to know you know, people would know that that's just your personality. But I do understand what you're saying. Like, you don't want to offend people that don't know that that's your personality.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So you can go ahead.
Oh, I like this comment. This is from Mom, our birthday girl. She says, please forgive me. I've so done this. Just called and went in on my girl and my daughters. Wow. I just thought that's your strength.
My mom do think that, though. My mom really is, and, you know, but I do it to her, too. So you don't have to stop doing it to me.
Yeah.
Because I'll call you, and, hey, like, I called her today. It's her birthday. And mm-hmm. I called her today, like, Mom, I'm not okay. Like, yeah. It's her birthday. And I still needed my mom about my work, Mom.
It's, you know, a different space.
It's definitely
a different space and a different energy. You know,
I think if you know a person, though, and you know that that's their strength, I don't think it's a bad thing. Mm-mm. I just think that it's something that you're used to doing because that is their strength.
Absolutely.
But I do think there's just to maybe tread lightly on it some days where, you know, you do have to be mindful that people are sometimes empty, you know, and you mm-hmm. can't sometimes, you just got to be mindful. I think but for me, Mom, it is definitely okay. You can always
listen. Debbie always will call me in a heartbeat
and start talking.
I don't even get the opportunity to say hello, but when I click the green button on the smartphone, Debbie's gums are flapping. And I'm like, rewind and slow down. Let's start from the beginning. She did this to me the other night, and I had to put the phone down because girlfriend was going. I was like, yeah, okay. I mean, I guess sometimes you need to get it out. I don't mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, for my mom, for my sisters, for people, I don't mind. You know what I mean? Give me what you got. I can take it because I know how to handle.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something like with work. I hear about people's stuff all day long at work. So I can take what you have, dissect it, give you what I have for you, and then I'm going to throw it behind me. We're going to keep it pushing. But not everybody can do that, though. You got to respect that everyone is not equipped like that. Sometimes people can only take a spoonful instead of a bucket full.
I agree.
Give them the spoon, you know?
But you know what, though? I want to speak on what you said about being empty. Mm-hmm. We are supposed to be overflowing when we are giving ourselves.
I agree. Yeah,
so indeed. you have to fill your cup up, and then if it's not all the way filled, don't answer your phone.
That's right. That's true. You can't.
And what
I like,
and
you don't have anything to give.
Because guess what? Like you said, and you can't even go to the people that's been getting from you because they didn't have anything from the jump to give
that's
you.
That's right. That's right.
They got your little, the little that you spilled in there, you know? So if you're not overflowing, you shouldn't be depleting yourself.
That is that's right.
Because
right.
you're supposed to be overflowing to give that mm-hmm. type of emotion because you can't keep depleting yourself.
That's right.
Not healthy for you.
It's not.
No.
And it causes, I mean, real serious issues too. You really cannot.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you, I just had this conversation with someone and she didn't realize that these are the things that was going on with her. Why so many stressful things or why she was feeling the way she was feeling. And I'm like, because you're completely empty trying to be superwoman, be the best friend, and be the you don't have anything.
No.
So you're running off of fumes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when the fumes even can be gone.
Yeah.
And when the fumes gone, baby, there is nothing. No. There is nothing.
Those are the breeding
You can't
grounds.
Even be a listening ear when the fumes gone. You can't do nothing. So you guys got to be mindful of a lot, you know. Essential check-in with your sister is, and your friends are definitely, and you guys make sure that you know the difference. Sister and friend is just totally different. And
yes,
I just want
indeed.
people to understand that because
an associate.
Mm-hmm. And associate.
Yes.
And I always say, somebody said to me one day, Being on Sister Circle, you always gotta say sis or sister or something like that. I said, no, I don't.
No.
I said, let me
no,
tell you.
No, she don't.
Said, let me be very clear with you. When I say sis, you just best to believe that's just what you are. Mm-hmm. It ain't no, let me, listen, it's not like that.
No.
I'm just being honest with you. And that's not for me to say to offend anybody that's watching. But if you're my sis, I just say sis. Sis to me is on the cusp of associate. I'm sorry if that's a little.
That's a new term.
But it is.
It's
not. No.
It's the no. People throw that word friend around too loosely.
Too much.
Sister around too loosely because we had a whole conversation about this last time, wasn't it last show?
Yeah,
I was over here.
Yeah.
No, they throw it around too loosely because everybody is not your friend. Some people just hanging around just to see if you're going to get on. Some people hanging around just because your personality is cool, but they don't really rock with you like that. They just have a good time with you. Some people, and that those people are fine, but you have to categorize them in your mind.
You do.
Yes.
You so do. Your feelings won't be get hurt. Your That's feelings right. will be hurt
That's
out
right.
here in these streets.
That's right.
Yeah. Think somebody you'll put your them on a the pedestal hey, where they don't have you, and you'll be like, but I thought that we...
And they'd be kicked. They'd be kicking you in your head on that pedestal.
Yeah, that's right. And I remember someone asking.
Swinging their feet.
I remember someone asking, like, what if someone thinks of you as the best friend, but you're not, you don't think of them as the best friend? I said, that's okay. Because what I am to you, that ain't got nothing to do with what you
Absolutely
are to me.
Absolutely not.
And we can either do it two things. We can do it two ways. We can have the conversation and your feelings may be hurt. Or we cannot have the conversation ever. Mm-hmm. We don't. But this is the thing. I have huge top, when I say top tier qualifications for a best friend and for a sister, I'm talking about some top tier qualifications. I can't. Everybody just not my sister. Everybody just not my brother. And I mean that wholeheartedly. I mean that. Mm-hmm. Like, and I that doesn't take away from me supporting you as a sis. That doesn't take away from me having the mission of sisterhood. None of that.
None of it.
Mm-hmm. But, and it's okay for, I promise you, it is really okay for someone to think of you as their best friend and you're not, you don't think of them the same way.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Because you're not in charge of their feelings
that's
and
right.
how they respond to you.
That's right.
And I feel like
that's nice.
The way to gauge how if someone is truly your friend, tell somebody something valuable and see if it circles the block. That's my test.
I
you
can't
know what
test
I mean?
That out.
I've done it with small things. Small things. I mean something small, insignificant. If you can call me and I can tell you, like, you've sat on my couch. There is only a handful of people, honey, and I mean, I can count them on these fingers that knows Orion's business.
I know.
And you better believe that I trust, if I trust you with my business, I trust you with my kids, my life, to be around my family and everything else. You got to be real careful with who you put in that position because people will deceive you and make a fool of you every single time. You got to show people if they're worthy or not. And it's okay.
And what did we talk about last
time?
You got to know the difference between authentic relationship and a default relationship.
Yes, indeed.
And some of it's just what
okay.
it is. You just got to know
your
the difference.
Your defaults be the one asking you so many questions. You don't even know what
it is. Okay.
Why you ask me this?
What you set me up? What is this?
What
is
this?
What you this? Like, bruh.
Because they want to know your business.
They want to.
They want to know. Yeah.
Girl,
so,
I don't even know. I just got hip to this game, I guess, out here in these streets because I don't even deal with nobody.
If they start asking you too many questions, it's not because they care. It's because they want to know, well, I heard this and she also said and she said, been there, done that, and got a t-shirt
rude.
And a bumper sticker. No.
I'm usually rude. I'd be like, is this 21 questions? But since it was a default, I was kind of like, okay, you know, maybe this is, you know, I was trying to be open, you know. Baby, they didn't turn me back into my old self, and I was trying.
No,
I know that's right.
I push them right back on the question
some of your
on
old
them.
Self. No,
yeah.
you
need
to
your
have.
Old self sometimes
mm-hmm.
because that self didn't that self came to help you in a position some where you were. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes we try to change and let go of everything, so you let go of everything, but you need to add some of those things back. Some of those qualities weren't all bad for you. Because
mm-hmm.
I stopped somebody in a minute, like, what is this 21 question? Why are you asking me all these questions? And then they be like, mm-hmm. they have to think about it in their mind, like, yeah, why? Yeah. Am I asking all these questions?
Sometimes you got to keep a little bit of, I call it like a little bit of giddy up in you. Like, you know, that, not that you're always ready for combat or for war, but you got to kind of keep a little bit of like, in you. You know what I mean? Because you never know when it's coming. Yeah, you got to.
Yes.
So let's real quick, we are almost at 8 o'clock. So let's real quick go over the next part of our topic or the next discussion, which is everybody wanted to talk about the elevation going to your next. And can people come with you on your next? So, Nee, we're going to start off with you. What you think about that?
Well, I think that a lot of people have been dropping out of my life. And it's really been kind of like, et tu, Brute? Like, you too? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I have to always understand that God is positioning me. But also, I'm going to say this. While these people have been dropping out, a lot of people from my past have been coming back in who we weren't necessarily, we never had any real rifts. You know, time and space just kind of separated us. So they're coming back in. So the people that are supposed to come with you, gonna come with you.
Right.
The ones that's not supposed to come, they just ain't gonna be there. And you gonna feel it if we were talking about the leeches and the, you know, you gonna feel when somebody hanging on just for that, but let them hang on. Cool, you know what I'm saying? But don't give them nothing. No, you ain't getting nothing for free. No, you ain't getting no access to none of this. But you can watch. You can come. Yeah.
So what about the people? So you go into your, so you're in your next level. And what about the people? Mm-hmm. Because I think a lot of times that the people that are they that we're speaking about, I think it's a lot of times it's people that are the closest to you. You know, and I think you have to. Mm. Always remember that, you know, we are all on our own paths. And sometimes a path that is set for me is not for everybody. So when I elevate, that doesn't mean you're going to elevate or even if you're supposed to even come with me on the journey. Yeah. And I think a lot of times we kind of hold on to even though that God drops some people out of your life, even though he takes away, you know, people that are not supposed to be there because because you outgrow something or a situation and you begin to grow and move higher and, you know, and the elevation starts to come, your next starts to come and everything you do, you know, those people do drop off. But what about the people that you hold on to? You know, because there are people that you hold on to because you don't want to let go, you know, and I remember my husband having a conversation with me. And when I decided that I was going to commit my life over to God and everything, and I said, no, this is what I'm going to do. I'm not turning back this time. There will be no going backwards this time. This is what I'm going to do. And he said, he spoke out the people that were not going to go with me. He said, these people are not going to be in your life in so-and-so amount of time. That wasn't him speaking that in a negative way. That was him saying, those people are not going with you to that level. And I told him, okay, I see it. Say what you want, but no, I'm going to pray and I'm going to make sure that God don't take that person away from me because I want that person there with me the whole way. And I said that. And I held on to something that was toxic.
There has to
be.
We do that.
When you are, I like to call it like a transition. When you're transitioning in life and you decide like, hey, you know, I want to draw closer to God or I want to be more focused on my goals and aspirations. And you really do start being intentional with your path and what you are going to do. You want the people around you that are near you to know what's going on. You want them to be close to you. You want them to celebrate you. And you also want to tag them along. But sometimes when you go on that path in life, people have to fall off for a certain reason. And sometimes you can't move ahead in life because the people that were there then are not supposed to be on this side now. Mm. And that doesn't mean that you have to love them any less. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that you've got to act all like I'm better than you. But for, I mean, look at the butterflies, right? Mm-hmm. Look how butterflies grow. Every time they go into another stage, they go from butterfly to, you know, chrysalis to, you know, cocoon to chrysalis to butterfly, a transformation has to take place.
That's right.
Their environment changes while they're in that chrysalis.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So if you are in a chrysalis, essentially, you know, hypothetically speaking, the things around you are going to change because you're going to change when you come out.
That's right.
So sometimes those things, mm-hmm. those people, those situations can't be there if you really want to grow.
I agree.
If you really want to change, let them go in love. And if they're there, if they're meant to be there, God will make sure that they stay concrete mm-hmm. there. And if they're not, you'll have to see them on their path and wish them well.
And it's not a bad thing because a lot of times that person can, like you said, you can still love that person. That person can still be a part of your life. They just can't be a part of that, mm-hmm. that thing that you're doing in your life. They can't be, and when I say a part of your life, like this person is still a part of my life, but this person is not essentially a part of my next. They are not. Mm-hmm. And I have to treat them accordingly. And did it hurt? Absolutely. Yeah. It was like a part of me had died because I had been so attached to this person. And it was like I never seen my life without this person. Yeah. And it was like because it was you grew up, you know, from you just never see your life without some people. And because of that, I had to learn the hard way. You know, yeah. I had to go through this part of hurt that, you know, was just like, oh. You know, if I would have let that person go then, you know, then I wouldn't be having to deal with these darts that's piercing me and things like that.
Yeah.
But I thank God because you are absolutely, it was the best part that you said about that is you said, if you want to grow, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. once those, that person, actually it was more than one, but once that particular person was gone, I was able to move forward in what God wanted me to do because the blueprint does change.
Yeah. And sometimes people are stumbling blocks and you don't even know it. Sometimes, I think a lot of the times we're surrounded by people that we think are support systems, but you don't know what they're praying about or what they're wishing on you behind closed doors. I'm not saying everybody is your enemy. But be very careful with the people you share your vision with or even that you're trying to take with you. Sometimes people want to sabotage your trail because they don't have one.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? They want to ruin the path that you're on because they have no direction. They're just everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Everybody don't got to go where you're going. Everybody is not going to have the mindset that you have. But a thing that I always do, with making decisions or transitioning or trying to draw closer, whatever I'm doing, I always say the same prayer, and I promise you it's foolproof and it never ever wavers. I always say, God, if they're meant to be here, you will either keep them or you'll remove them expeditiously.
Ooh,
I'm telling you, they fall. Be prepared, friends, sisters.
You have to be.
When you pray that prayer, and I mean from a sincere place in your prayer closet, in your car, wherever you go, be prepared for God to honor it and to remove the people. And it's going to be heartbreaking.
It is.
In the end.
It's definitely.
Because you'll be like, but no, that's my friend. No, they weren't.
I must have said it when I was a little kid. Because I'm for real, Wanda, because you already know. Like, I am, mm-hmm. it's so sad that I'm used to people falling in and out of my life. That's what I'm used to. I'm used to that. So mm-hmm. now, you know, as an adult, allowing somebody in, allowing people in, and then, like, learning that, like, dang, like, I thought this was something different, but no, okay, I'm used to it. I will get over this. I promise mm-hmm. you. It might sting, but I understand how this works. God's mm-hmm. been push you had said something to me a while ago, like, I'm the type of person that's gonna have to experience something to that effect, like experience different things or whatever. And I feel like these people are the different things that I'm experiencing through them.
They
come in and they mm-hmm. it was so long ago, and I was like, I don't want to, this is irritating, like, who wanna keep on dealing with somebody in and out their life? But yeah. I'm used to it since a kid. You know what I'm saying? My best friend when I was little, like a baby, you know, she was there and then she moved away.
Yeah.
You know, as a baby. So then dad left. Then, you know, so whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm used to it.
Yeah.
That doesn't say it still doesn't stink.
That's right.
Yeah. But just but know that God is gonna like fill. But God is gonna fill those spaces of people that left with people that are supposed to be there, that are worthy of you. Not that you got to be worthy of, that are worthy of you, in your space and your time.
Thank you. Oh, but you know what? I'm grateful for it because anytime somebody come in my life, I promise you, if it's ever an emotional attachment to them, I'm growing in such a way that I can't be mad at you that you left, because that's wouldn't have never did it if you wouldn't have been in and out. So I can't be mad at it. I'm always excited. I'm always grateful for my elevation. That's what I'll say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this has been an amazing topic. It was a challenging day. Yeah. It was a challenging day.
You did good, sis.
You know.
You did. You did this, so good, Wana.
You know, I can't believe y'all saying this on the thing.
Look. Oh, our sister did good, right?
We like, you did good, Wana.
That baby did good.
I was going to actually, I know we only have 1 minute, but you know, I wasn't gonna come today. I was gonna say, nope, I can't come. But God reminded me, He said, because you are at your next, because you have elevated, He said, these are the things that I prepared you for. I prepared you to, you know, even stump through the hard times, through the adversity. He said, I prepared you to be on camera even when you want to cry.
Yes,
he said, I prepared you for those things. So when He said that to me, I was like, I'm still not going. Let me text them right now. And He said, no, you're going. And He said, and I promise you, sat with me as if me and you are sitting right. He sat with me and He said, daughter, it's okay. And when I kid you not, when the knee came on, so my work mom's favorite person is Prince. And when knee came on the screen, she had on a Prince t-shirt.
Wow.
And I asked her, I said, is that a Prince t-shirt? She said, and I looked down at, and I said, okay, Lord, I hear you. All right.
Wow, that's so cool. Girl, I haven't worn this shirt in so long, girl. And I was going to wear a polo today, and then it just didn't look right. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to wear a Prince shirt.
I called my mom earlier today, and I said, wow. Mom, I think I'm going to wear a Prince shirt to the funeral with a blazer and a skirt. And she, you know, that conversation happened today. And me came on screen with this Prince t-shirt on.
Divine intervention.
And okay.
So that was, you know, it was needed, because I needed that, I needed to be affirmed that, you know, this is what you're supposed to be doing. And no matter how you're feeling, no matter on the bad days, no matter if it's something that you feel that you can't make it through, when I say, this is God talking, when I say that it is so. Mm-hmm. And when I say go. And so out of obedience, I always say this, I move even, I'm talking about when it's time, when God say move, I don't care how bad, I don't want to do it. I'm going to be obedient. I always say that. I'm going to be obedient.
Obedience is better than sacrifice. That's what
they say. I say it all the time. Amen. I'm going to be obedient. So thank you guys for joining us on this amazing Thursday. This show was incredible. I'm so glad that we made it.
Yes.
To complete this show, complete the assignment, and that's been my prayer, complete the assignment. So I'm glad that we completed the assignment on tonight and got through this show. Join us back here next Thursday. I just want to hand clap real quick. That knee is our permanent co-host. Knee will be with us. Knee will be with us 2 Thursdays a month. The people had spoken, and then God had confirmed. So Knee will be with us 2 Thursdays a month. So you guys will see Knee on here as a permanent co-host. And I am so
super excited
about that. So, we did what you guys asked. So guys, remember, we'll put the sponsorship information up just on the page, so you guys can go look at the page.